And we are talking about the Spartan bus tour coming up across the UP next week. Kwesi Brookins is with us. How are you, sir?
I am very well.
Well, tell me, what's the idea behind this? Why get everybody together on a bus and come up here to the UP?
Yeah. Well, this will be the third bus tour since our new president, Kevin Guskowitz, joined us last year. Second one in the fall. First one was in the lower peninsula, west side of the state, along Lake Michigan. We did a one-night, one-community tour in southeast Michigan, mostly in the Detroit metropolitan area. So we're trying to cover the entire state. So the upper peninsula and northern Michigan is next online. We, you know, as we celebrate Michigan State's deep roots across the region, we want to introduce our folks, particularly the president, but also our faculty, staff, and administrators who actually do the work and need to know as much about the state as we can so that we can properly serve the state. So it's a learning opportunity to develop deeper understanding of the priorities in the area, areas we go to, and hopefully to build new collaborations.
And there are MSU facilities up here that you'll be visiting, right, that are actually part of the university.
Yeah, absolutely. Escanaba, we have the MSU Forestry Innovation Center. That's going to be one of the key stops coming up. It's a center that that focuses on both forestry innovation. It does work maple syrup operations and research there, and really both manages as well as facilitates developing expertise, forestry expertise related to everything from Christmas trees to research, training, and supporting industry. As you know, Michigan has a $26 billion industry in forest products, so it's very important to the state and very important to the work that Michigan State does.
So who all's coming on the bus then?
We got about 60 people, about 40 to 45 faculty members from across every discipline in the university, every college. We have several administrators, of course, our president, as well as our chief academic officer, the provost. We have some extension folk and a bunch of other supporting staff as well.
Well, we look forward to seeing you on Monday then at the Forest Center here in Escanaba. And so have a good trip up and bring some good weather with you.
We're looking forward to it, and we'll do our best with the weather.